an aerial view of the town of Arendelle with its sloping roofs covered in snow before dawn. Two men put up festive wreaths along a bridge leading to the turreted castle. A title reads, Disney presents Olaf's Frozen Adventure. Inside the castle, a servant starts to dress a Christmas tree.
Surprise!
Not yet, Olaf.
He jumps out at some women.
Surprise!
Not yet, Olaf.
A man carries an Olaf-shaped gift.
Surprise!
Not yet, Olaf.
Anna peeps around the door of the ballroom laid out for a holiday feast.
Wow. Hello.
She touches a towering cake.
Surprise!
Olaf, not yet.
Anna's right. Our surprise holiday party doesn't start until after the Yule bell rings.
Oh, sorry, the suspense is tearing me apart. Thank you.
I'm excited too, Olaf. This is Arendelle's first Christmas in forever.
The first of many to come.
Elsa, look! They're arriving! Look at everyone. They don't realize
what?
We planned a party as a big surprise.
Whoa.
Soon the ballroom will echo with sounds of cheer as we ring in the season this year.
This is overdue. Gotta look our best.
Ooh, I've never been so nicely dressed.
We'll be hosting and toasting the whole night through as we ring in the season with you.
It's the first Christmas in forever
since we opened up the gate.
And it's the first Christmas I remember to date.
And it's already worth the wait.
The sisters open the doors to the waiting crowd.
Look at all the joy.
All the joy.
It's
about that.
Olaf, the Yule bell signals the start of the holidays in Arendelle.
Ooh.
And it's almost time to ring the bell. We'll hear it chime through Arendelle.
It's finally here and it's happening fast.
We'll make up for all we have missed in the past.
It's time to celebrate as we ring in the season. The
sisters tug the rope of the slender, gleaming Yule bell as the clock strikes noon.
Let the holidays begin!
Olaf and the girls turn to go inside.
Okay, now!
Surprise!
People are hurrying away.
Uh-oh.
Wait, hold on. Going so soon?
The Yule bell rang. I must get home for my family's holiday tradition. Rolling the lefse.
Ours is putting out porridge for the tomta.
Well, we're making traditional board stabelbackles.
And I'm gonna fillet the crumbs of the kringly kanka. That's a thing, right?
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Olsen, you're welcome to join us in the castle if you'd like.
Thank you, Your Majesty. But Olga and I should be getting home to knit socks for our grandchildren.
It's our tradition.
Yes, and we wouldn't want to intrude on your family traditions.
The elderly husband and wife hobble away.
Oh, so the surprise is everyone left.
Hey, I say it's their loss. Who needs a big party anyway?
Kristoff?
I've got just the thing to cheer you up. My favorite traditional troll tradition. Care to join in?
Yeah.
Okay, it starts with a gathering song. The Ballad of Flemingrad.
I love ballads!
Every December we all gather round to pay our respects to a troll so renowned. In remembrance of the friend we had, a jolly old soul we called Flemingrad.
Tempo!
We all dig deep down and we uproot the past. We shove up its nostrils a fistful of grass.
Nostrils?
We sheep his likeness, bless his soul.
Sven unveils a fungus troll.
Whoa, gross.
Flemmy the fungus troll. Now you lick his forehead and make a wish. Who's next?
Elsa, you're up.
Come on. Tastes like lichen.
You're a princess. You don't have to settle.
Okay, not so much a royal activity. I get it. But wait until you taste my traditional Flemmy stew. It may smell like wet fur, but it's a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, thanks. We're good.
Big breakfast.
Woo! I can't wait!
For what, Olaf?
For your family tradition. What is it? Tell me!
The two sisters look stumped.
Do we have any traditions, Elsa?
Elsa turns to Anna.
Do you remember?
Elsa looks at their family portrait on the wall.
Well, I remember. It was long ago. They would ring the bell. We could hear it chime through Arendelle. I remember the way that I felt back then. We would ring in the season. We would ring in the season.
But the Yule Bell was for the kingdom. What about us?
After the gates were closed, we were never together.
Elsa?
I'm sorry, Anna. It's my fault we don't have a family tradition.
Wait, Elsa!
Elsa shuts the door on her sister. Anna sighs unhappily. Seeing her sadness, Olaf looks glum as well. Then his eyes widen and his face brightens.
Sven! Anna and Elsa don't have a family tradition! I know it's sad, but I have a solution! We'll go and find the best tradition Anna and Elsa have ever seen and bring it back to the castle! Are you with me?
Sven hoofs him.
Ow! Let's go find their tradition!
Sven's sleigh shoots out of the castle.
House number one!
The house has wreaths outside.
Wow, festive. Good afternoon. I am Olaf.
Hey, Olaf.
Please let me finish, and I like warm hugs. This is my associate Sven. We're going door to door looking for family traditions. Tell us yours, and we'll decide if it's special enough.
Oh, we make candy canes together.
Ooh!
Olaf jams it on his face.
Sugar rush.
You're supposed to eat it.
Eat my new nose? Why would I do that?
Because it's that time of year.
It's that time of year!
With his carrot nose back on, he knocks on more doors, all painted different colors, displaying all kinds of holiday decorations. As one door opens, he clears his throat.
Happy merry holly jolly season's greetings here. I'm wondering what your family does at that time of year. Love and joy and peace on earth and tidings of good cheer. Do you have tradition things for that time of year?
Well, we hang up boughs of evergreen on every single doorway.
Bake a giant cookie in the wavy shape of Norway.
Go from door to door to door while sailing with our choir.
Hang up all your giant socks above an open fire. That sounds safe. So happy, merry Yuletide carol, faithful friends are dear. Thanks for sharing what you do at that time of year. We better get a move on if we're gonna hit every house in the kingdom. Jolly merry, happy holly on a midnight clear. I'm here to ask you what you do at that time of year. Hi, shalom, happy solstice, fancy chandelier. I'm looking for tradition stuff for that time of year.
Will we make our decorations out of flotsam and jetsam?
Make a yummy fruit cake and you can't eat till you get some.
That went right through me.
Buy each other presents and then hide them very nimbly.
Wait up for a chubby man to shimmy down your chimney. Breaking and entering, okay on Christmas. Oh, happy merry Yuletide barrel, faithful glass of cheer. Thanks for sharing what you do at that time of year. Thank you.
He toots a clarinet.
Scarves and sweaters that we wear our matching mittens.
Don't forget the jammies that I knitted for my kittens.
Eight nights in a row we light menorahs on our mantles.
You cut down a tree and then you dress its corpse with candles.
A wife whacks her husband on the head.
I
love it!
He tosses a fir tree into the sleigh and unrolls an embroidered blanket.
Anna and Elsa will have all that they need. I'll fill my sleigh here with the help of my steed. It'll be the best time of year.
It's up to you.
On the blanket, the sisters are weeping.
Me.
Olaf's holding two kittens.
Oh, happy, merry, melancholy, holly, jolly, happy.
sleigh sails away, watched by the two kittens.
Last house, Sven. Something tells me this will be the best tradition yet. Hello. And what does your family do at that time of year?
Oh!
Olaf's in the crowded family sauna.
Enjoying the Christmas feds? Inquisitive magic snowman?
Oh, yeah. Nothing like taking your coals off once in a while, you know what I mean? My troubles are just melting away.
He melts into a bucket.
In retrospect, the holiday sweats are for those not made of snow.
Olaf's tossed out as water.
Oh, I feel so refreshed. Am I glowing?
Here's a sauna for your friends.
Thank you, Mr. Wandering Oaken. Oh, one last thing. Would it be possible to get one of those awkwardly revealing yet tastefully traditional towels your family is so fond of wearing?
Take mine, yeah?
The tall, chubby man flings it at Olaf's head.
Ooh, still warm.
Dashing through the snow with traditions in our sleigh. Back to the castle we go to save this holiday. Ho, ho, ho. Our plan has zero flaws. I see nothing going wrong.
A glowing coal flies from the sauna, hits a squirrel, and shoots back to the sleigh.
Crisis averted.
It sets fire to some straw goats. Oblivious, Olaf rubs his body with a warm towel. An axe falls, cutting through the metal skid, guiding the sleigh, and slowly it moves alongside Sven.
Oh, look, another reindeer going the opposite direction. Hi!
The burning sleigh slides down the hill, dragging Sven backwards behind it and down into a steep crevasse. They skim the top of a tree, Sven's eyes widening in fright as burning traditions falling off the sleigh whiz past him. Ice skates shoot between his antlers, their blades snipping some of his fur.
Wow, we're making really good time!
Sven slides forwards, then backwards, and the burning sleigh flies over a ravine and hits the far edge. Sven and Olaf are left on opposite sides of the ravine. Olaf looks behind him and sees the sleigh plummeting down and landing with a soft thud.
Hey, the fire's out!
It reignites.
Oh, darn it.
Back at the castle, Elsa comes to Anna's prettily painted door and takes a deep breath.
Anna, I owe you an apology for earlier.
The room is dark.
Anna?
Carrying a lantern, Elsa opens a trap door to the attic. As she climbs up, a cloaked shape looms up from an open trunk.
Hi, Elsa.
Oh, Anna, what are you doing up here?
Looking for traditions. Woo.
And what are you wearing?
My old Viking helmet. And this was my sorcerer's cloak. Dragon feet.
Nom, 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 nom.
I found them in my old trunk. What's in yours?
Oh, mostly gloves.
Right, rows and rows of satin gloves.
Pale blue gloves.
Oh. Yep. Welcome to my world.
Wait. Who's this little guy?
Oh, Sir Jorgen Bjorgen.
A knitted owl.
He was a really good listener.
As she tugs its wool feathers, Elsa's face clouds over.
Anna, how are we going to find any traditions up here?
She spots a decorated box.
Unless... What's that? Look inside.
Anna lifts the wooden lid and gasps.
Okay, Sven, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. This is a bit of a setback. Oh, maybe this is salvageable. No, definitely not. Oh, parts of this are still good, I think. Oh no, this is unsafe now. Hey, the fruitcake! These things are indestructible! I'll just take this seemingly harmless shortcut here and meet you back at the castle, okay?
Olaf toddles into a dark forest.
Oh, boy. Ow! I'm just gonna go now!
Sven gallops off, charging past citizens in the town square. He finds Kristoff standing over his cooking pot.
Oh, Sven! The phlegmy stew is ready!
Anna and Elsa are gonna love this.
Oh, Kristoff, you're so thoughtful! Now where's my bowl?
Hey, simmer down, buddy. Here you go.
Sven drops a carrot like Olaf's nose into the stew.
Oh, what are you... Oh, of course!
Needs more carrots!
Can't get enough of them, can you?
Sven puts the carrot on his own nose and waddles like Olaf, acting out what just happened. Kristoff looks blank. Sven ends with a stick in his mouth.
Oh no, Olaf's lost in the forest and being chased by hungry wolves?
Yeah, obviously.
Ring the bell. Gather everyone.
Kristoff follows the girls and then waves at Sven.
Come on, Sven. Make yourself useful. Olaf needs our help.
Sven drops the stick in disbelief. Olaf, clutching the fruitcake, is being chased by a pack of wolves.
Please, I know you're hungry, but I need at least one tradition for my best friend. The fate of the world depends on it!
He shoots out of the forest head first, body following, and lands in the snow, the carrot in his ear.
Yes! Yes, I did it! A tradition is saved!
He holds up the fruitcake, and a passing hawk snatches it from him. The battered snowman sighs despondently, but then he puts on a brave smile.
Well, I guess hawks need traditions, too.
Happy Mary, holly jolly, tidings of good cheer. I never meant to let them down at that time of year.
Head bowed, carrot back in place, he trudges across the snow.
Maybe I should just stay lost.
He slumps down in front of a tree. As his head drops forward, snowflakes start to billow around him. In the town, illuminated by soft candlelight in every window, Elsa and Anna go from door to door, asking if anyone has seen Olaf. Families listen to the sisters, but no one can help. Sven canters up to Kristoff and motions with his head to follow him. The sisters and townsfolk join the search, a full moon above them.
Sign of him. No. Olaf! Olaf! Olaf, where are you?
He's not here.
A carrot sticks out of the snow.
Oh. I wonder where he went.
Well, he probably went on a mission to find traditions for Anna and Elsa.
Oh, and did he find any?
He did, but then they caught fire and fell off a cliff. And then they caught fire again.
Sven pulls at the carrot.
And then a hawk took them. I'm sorry. You still don't have a tradition.
But we do, Olaf. Look.
Anna shows him the wooden box.
Wait. Is that...
Anna made these years ago, when we first made you. You are the one who brought us together. And kept us connected when we were apart.
Young Anna slides a stick figure drawing of Olaf under Elsa's door.
Every Christmas, I made Elsa a gift.
A colored drawing.
All those long years alone, we had you to remind us of our childhood. Of how much we still loved each other.
The sisters touch the door between them.
It's you, Olaf. You are our tradition.
Me?
Surprise!
Oh.
They hug Olaf.
Sure, it's nice to open a gift that's tied up with a perfect bow. But the greatest present of all was given to me long ago. It's something I would never trade. It's the family that we've made. 'Cause when we're together, I have everything on my list. And when we're together, I have all I wished. All around the Christmas tree, there'll be dreams coming true. But when we're together, then my favorite gift is you.
Elsa conjures up a nice blue fence.
I would travel miles and miles, and I would follow any star. I'd go almost any place if it's any place you are. And when we're together, I'll forever feel at home. And when we're together,
conjures up a Christmas tree made of shining blue ice particles.
'Cause when we're together, it's a holiday every night. And when we're together, then the season's bright. I don't need the bells to ring. I'll know when it's here.
I'll know when it's here.
'Cause when we're together, I could stay forever. And when we're together,
it's my favorite time of year.
Olaf, Sven, the sisters, and Kristoff gaze up at the tall, slender ice tree, and the townspeople gather around.
Well, I think Arendelle has a new tradition.
Thank you, Olaf.
Something falls on him from high above.
The fruitcake! It's a Christmas miracle!
The audio description is by Veronica Hicks for BTI Studios. The Walt Disney Animation Studios logo is followed by Disney's Fairy Tale Castle logo.